Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, I know a lot of people have seen this this thing that Meredith likes to watch, my fiance, the drunk makeup tutorials on YouTube. I brought it up just a couple minutes ago before the 6 o'clock hour began here. And as we get closer to Halloween, maybe we'll share our favorite ones because there are a lot out there.
I cannot believe it is a whole thing. It's hard to find makeup tutorials where it doesn't say they're drunk.
Yeah, I forget what she was trying to make herself of, like this woman on YouTube that Meredith watches. But she does it, and you know, progressively the drugs or alcohol start kicking in, whatever she's taking or doing. I think she's doing an edible or something. I don't know.
Oh,
I don't know much
gosh.
About doing those. But then like she finishes her video after an hour or whatever, and she's out of her mind, and her husband comes walking in, and she reveals to him how
what
she
she's
did.
Doing,
and he's like,
yeah.
What is wrong with you? It looks nothing like, you know, Snoopy or whoever you're trying to draw yourself as.
And there's a lot of those too. I don't know. There's drunk drag makeup tutorials. There's ASMR. Drunk girl does your Halloween makeup. Is there anything that isn't available online?
I would say no. Anything you want to find? Oh yeah, there's all kinds of stuff.
Because you'd think, okay, that's a weird niche to have. But then you look on here and there's a million people just drinking alcohol, putting on Halloween makeup.
Well, once one thing goes viral, once everybody tries to mimic it because they want that, you know, those clicks, those views. So, or a reaction to that viral thing.
Oh my gosh.
That's what it seems like anyway.
Is this our real life?
This is exactly.
Is this the world?
This is what millionaires are made of nowadays.
Oh my gosh.
585-222-9233. Here on the B Morning Coffee Club. Question for you coming up next. What did you officially put off this summer that you're waiting to do in the spring? What's that big chore you wanted to get done this summer that you didn't get done? And you go, I'm just going to wait till the first nice day next year. What's yours? We all have one. Text us and let us know here on the B. Summer's just about over. Actually, it's officially over now as of the 22nd. So it's been a couple days into fall, as far as the calendar says. What's the one chore that you thought you were going to get done this summer, whether it's a project or something outside that you can't do in the winter, that you've officially put off and decided to start next spring when it starts getting nice out?
Power wash in my house.
Oh, I got a couple texts that say that at 585-222-9233.
It is crazy. And for me, it's not so much. I live by a road that's super busy. So a lot of that ends up on my siding. It's gross. And in my screens in the front of the house. But the worst is all of the cobwebs. I have disgusting spiders in the corners of like where my garage meets my house by the back door. And they're I don't know what kind they are, but they're really fat. Oh. And they're everywhere.
See,
like I don't need to hang fake cobwebs around my house because
I was gonna say
they're
that.
There.
Until November 1st, it kind of looks cool.
No.
It kind of
no.
looks, I mean, after November, after Halloween, you're going to be like, they're going to be like, that house is disgusting. But now it's like starting to look eerie and creepy for Halloween.
Yeah,
it's perfect.
That's it. I'm just staying authentic.
What's yours?
It's trendy.
585-222-9233, the project you put off that you're like, that's next spring's problem. I have a bunch of dirt in the backyard, two mountains of dirt from the pool being put in. And I thought for sure I was going to get through them and grade. And
just have them sitting there.
They're
still
growing grass already.
Oh, no.
It's already growing grass.
You can't wait till spring.
Why
for
not?
Those.
I feel like it'll settle a little bit. It'll be less dirt.
No, it'll be heavier.
Oh, I don't want to do it.
And more packed in.
I am shut off. Once summer's over, I am like, okay, that's it. Inside projects until it gets nice out again in March or April.
Okay.
So two big mountains. If you're flying over North Chilai to go away for a winter break or whatever, just look for the two matching mountains.
The mounts.
In one of the backyards. That's my project to put off this summer. So, and anything you want to contribute, you're welcome to do so more than ever when one of us is out at 585-222-9233. Summer chores. Everybody has one that went to the wayside this summer. People are filing in with all kinds of stuff, cleaning the inside and outside of my windows, cleaning the gutters. I wanted to power wash the roof, TJ. You'll never believe how much grime gets built up on your roof all over the spring and summer.
Well, it's, I don't know. If we have a warm day, I may attempt to power wash the house, but otherwise I have a feeling it's going to be until spring, until I'm going to do that. I've still got to summer wash out my car. The family vehicle after a summer, Chris, you may not know this, it is embarrassing. Like, I don't even like, if someone's sitting in a car next to me, I don't even like to open up my door to put a bag in and reveal what's happening in that thing. And I clean it out, like take the, you know, the old cups, or maybe someone had fries and there's a container in there or whatever. Wrappers. I do try to keep all that picked up, but it's still just, the summer is everywhere in my car.
So. It had to be worse when you had little kids. I remember my little cousins, twin boys. I mean, they would spill entire like cups of soda or juice or ice cream just right in the parts where you can't get to. I mean, the crack of the seats.
Yes.
It would sit there. I mean, food would get hidden and sit there for days. And my cousin, who's well off in the construction business in New Jersey, I know that's very cliche, but it's true. He would drive pretty expensive cars, like an Escalade.
Yeah.
It'd be the nicest car I'd ever been in my whole life. And I just see like one of the kids throw a tantrum and throw like gummy worms across the whole thing. Or like Nerds. Or that those little specks of candy that you can never, ever get all of it out.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Ugh. And, you know, everything's, because I have a lower third row seating that drops, then my own stuff is piled in there. Golf clubs, I have two of the fold-up chairs, you know, those pull-out, because you never know when you're going to need a chair.
Oh, like butterfly chairs?
Yeah. So I got two of those in there, and the whole, like, reusable bag situation looks like it blew up in the back of my car. So it's just everywhere, and you'll never know what you're going to find. I found dental floss and I don't know why.
Used or new?
It was used. It was a dentist stick. And I'm about right. I'm like, my family has problems. We're the grossest family. We have to be. But 585-222-WBEE. Please, I'm not crazy. We're not the grossest. You guys have found sick stuff in your family's car after summer, right?
Parents can relate. Shoot us a text. We'll come back here on the B. The grossest thing you'll find when cleaning out the car from this summer, the family vehicle, the minivan, the SUV, the car, whatever it is, if you have kids in there, your kids' friends, whoever, they're leaving something in there that's pretty gross. Here's a text at 585-222-9233. My son demanded that he get a fish fry just like his dad. Of course, he didn't finish eating it. Left it in the car. It was there for 4 days before we went back in and found it. And we found it by smelling it, of course.
Well, yeah. Especially after sitting on a summer day.
Well, if you go get fish fry on a Friday and you don't, you know, go anywhere the rest of the weekend, come Monday. Yeah, that makes sense.
And every crevice has those masks, you know, with the white strings where you go somewhere. We go to the dentist, you go to the pediatrician's office. We really don't carry our own anymore, but they provide them for you because you have to wear them. Oh, they come out, take them off in the car, throw them on the floor, jam them in between the seats.
What about when your kids have a drink and something happens where it spills, but inside the cup holder, like in the actual holder?
Well, I have an issue with that anyways, because my car's cup holders are in the doors. What do you do with a door when you get out of the door?
Oh, yeah, you can't use that one.
You slam it.
You can't
use
that cup holder.
And then there's Monster, because that's what my oldest drinks, all over the place.
That stuff's sticky, too. And if it's not that hard plastic surface, it's like impossible to get off.
It's crazy.
Summer cleaning is a thing. So
least of the summer family vehicle.
We have some good clients that you could support if you want. I know Dirty Bird, that's detailing service. I'm sure they'd be happy to come clean up your Monster and your Skittles and your fish fry.
I don't even use my own personal vacuum. Like, I have to go to like Sonic.
Got
to
find a good one,
Delta
too.
Delta Sonic. And then you got to find a good one. And then I need a professional grade type.
You know who has good ones? That Go Car Wash. The one that used to be Royal Car Wash by us, Chilai App.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have pretty good vacuums over there. But Buckman's, they all have the good ones. You just got to get the best of the good ones if you're dealing with a candy-coated Monster Splash situation.
Good Lord.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.